You're listening to SBS News.
G'day from the SBS newsroom. A federal royal commission announced into the Bondi attack. Elevated fire danger around the country with a scorching day predicted. And in cricket, Steve Smith praises Australia's mentality after the dominant Asian series. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Let's start with Australian news. And the Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, has announced a year-long federal royal commission into the Bondi terror attack. Former High Court Judge Virginia Bell will lead the inquiry and has been tasked with examining the nature and prevalence of anti-Semitism and religiously motivated extremism. She's been empowered to make any other recommendations needed to strengthen Australia's social cohesion. The announcement follows weeks of political pressure from Jewish groups, business leaders, sporting greats, and the federal opposition calling for a federal royal commission. Mr. Albanese says he has made his decision after further reflection following meetings with survivors of the Bondi attack and the families of victims.
We've engaged respectfully with people, and we've made sure, I think, that we've done this in a way which has got it right. We listen to people. I think that's what people want. You know, the nation needs to come together.
He says the final report of the Royal Commission will be due on the first anniversary of the Bondi attack. And the New South Wales government says it won't proceed with a state-based Royal Commission into the Bondi attack after Mr. Albanese announced the federal-level investigation. In a statement, New South Wales Premier Chris Minns says the state government welcomed the decision and will cooperate with the federal Royal Commission. Total fire bans are in place for large parts of Victoria, New South Wales and South Australia, with authorities in other states warning that a total fire ban could be declared at any time. Much of Australia is experiencing an extreme heat wave that is forecast to continue over the weekend. Temperatures in some areas have soared above 40 degrees Celsius, elevating the fire risk and prompting warnings for people to take steps to prevent heat-related deaths. A catastrophic fire danger rating is in place for Victoria's Northern Country, North Central and Wimmera districts. In South Australia, the state's Country Fire Service says the fire danger risks means total fire bans are in place in 11 out of 15 fire districts. Let's head overseas now. And in the United States, protesters have clashed with law enforcement in the city of Minneapolis the day after a woman was killed by Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security claims 37-year-old Renee Nicole Good was shot dead by an agent of the agency known as ICE in self-defense after she tried to hit officers with her car. Local officials dispute that. In an at times profane response, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey has demanded all ICE agents leave the city, but the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security says the situation shows the entire state of Minnesota, of which Minneapolis is the capital, has deteriorated rapidly under opponents of the Trump administration.
Minnesota is a train wreck. It is corrupt, and it was under the leadership of Governor Walz and this mayor that they allowed it to happen, and they let criminals and illegals and people abuse programs and steal the money, and now they're allowing violence to go forward on the streets as well.
There have also been anti-ICE protests in Chicago and New York following the shooting. And still in overseas news, and United States Vice President J.D. Vance says Denmark has not done a proper job in securing Greenland, and that President Donald Trump is willing to go as far as he has to defend American interests in the Arctic. Mr. Vance's comments came after Secretary of State Marco Rubio said the Trump administration's intention is to eventually purchase Greenland as opposed to using military force. In an interview with Fox News, Mr. Vance has repeated Mr. Trump's claims about the importance of Greenland.
Greenland is critical, not just to our national security, but to the world's national security. People don't realize this. The entire missile defense infrastructure is partially dependent on Greenland. If, God forbid, the Russians or the Chinese, not saying they're going to, but if, God forbid, in the future, somebody launched a nuclear missile into our continent, they launched a nuclear missile at Europe, Greenland is a critical part of that missile defence.
To sport and in cricket, Australia has achieved a 4-1 Ashes series win, beating England in the last test by 5 wickets on day 5 at the SCG. It's the 4th straight Ashes series in Australia where the hosts have won at least 4 tests. Travis Head was named the player of the match after scoring his 4th century of the series in the first innings. The retiring Usman Khawaja managed just 6 in his final test innings, but left the stadium to a standing ovation from the home crowd. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.